And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about life, about relationships, about marriage, and about why we are failing as human beings, why our marriages are not working out, our relationships, why something is missing from life. Have you ever noticed that something is missing? Some people never notice that it is because, well, they hardly notice because they're so caught up in everything. They get all caught up in everything, and life slips away. They never find the purpose for their existence. But other people, as the years go by, they begin to question more and more. Maybe when you were a young person, you questioned a lot. When you were a teen or a young adult, you had a lot of questions. What is life? What's the purpose of life? You know, what about God, and what about Jesus, and what about all these things? See, you had ideals, you had questions, but as the years went by, you got all caught up, perhaps, in the work and ups and downs and the things of life, or maybe you just got caught up in work. Well, the years went by, and then came health problems and family problems, and but as time went by, then what you thought was going to bring happiness, what you thought was going to work out just fine, started to get messed up. Maybe when you were a child, you saw your parents arguing, or you saw your mom, secretly resenting your father, and you saw your father was angry underneath and frustrated, and you wondered what happened. Maybe there was even a divorce. You wondered why, how could it be? You didn't understand why. Why couldn't they just be happy? Why couldn't they just be happy? That you couldn't figure it out. It didn't make any sense. It seemed like they were deliberately trying to mess their life up. Your mom, you said, Mom, you know, Dad's not so bad. Just have a good, go out and go shopping and, you know, visit with your friends and, you know, we'll do stuff and just be happy. But somehow she couldn't be happy. She was unhappy, depressed. See, secretly resentful toward her husband. She wanted something from him that he wasn't able to give. See, and your dad was kind of he was angry. He was basically perhaps a decent guy, but he was angry. So he would go out in the garage and work, or he'd go off and do things, and your mom would talk, and he would just sit silent, wouldn't say anything. He just became sort of a non-factor. Didn't talk much, just sat there. Your mom ruled the home. She was in charge of everything, and your dad sort of abdicated, threw in the towel, and became a non-factor. He was a decent enough guy, see, but kind of weak. And you wondered about all of this. Why, you wondered, why couldn't they just be happy? Well, now, years later, perhaps you are married, okay, and now you find the same thing happening to you that happened to them, okay? So now it's time to get some answers. Now you begin questioning again, perhaps, and wondering. Wondering about life, and wondering why couples, what starts off as paradise, the wedding always starts off happy, and they're always sure that what happened to their parents is not going to happen to them. They're always sure of that. But then what happens? The same thing that happened to their parents happens to them. There's fighting, or if there's no fighting, then there's silence and undercurrents of buried, unhappy. See, all of that. What's that all about? Well, I'll tell you. I can explain it to you, okay? I can explain it to you. And maybe if you see what's happening, well, maybe you can change your life around and have a happy marriage, okay? And find the purpose for your existence. And find out about God and many other things you used to wonder about. I'll be right back. lack a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. I've been around for 25 years. I know what I'm talking about. I love reading about electricity and magnetism. And I love, you know, what you would consider to be more like theology topics a lot. I like those things a lot. And then I like psychology a lot. I like studying health a lot. I like those things. Those are my favorites. But you know what? The one that's probably the most important, and I've got to talk about it, because when I do it, you're going to be able to relate to it. And there's a lot of good benefits to talking about relationships, okay? So that's not my favorite topic to talk about. But it's my favorite topic for people to listen to. And, you know, that's what people, most people who buy my books, that's what they do. They buy my relationship books because they are good. Well, they are good. But that's what people are interested in, okay? So let's talk about relationships now. Let's talk about why marriages start off as heaven on earth, they start off with hope that it will be heaven on earth, and then it becomes a living hell. What's the old joke? The joke is that marriage is like a three-ring circus. Marriage is like a three-ring circus. First, the engagement ring, then the wedding ring, then the suffering. Okay? Well, there's a lot of truth in that. Let's talk about it. In the Garden of Eden, you had Adam, okay, and you had Eve. Now, what happened was that Adam had a weakness, see. He had a weakness. He was a little bit ambitious deep down inside. He wanted to do his own thing. He wanted to go off and do his own thing and without God, see, to prove himself, to be a big man, okay. To be prideful, to be able to take pride in his own accomplishments. And so the serpent was there, the serpent. And the serpent threw Eve. See, it wasn't Eve's fault, but he approached Eve. If he had approached Adam directly, Adam would have seen something was wrong. He would have said, wait a minute, what's going on here with this serpent whispering in our minds? What's this all about? But the serpent approached Eve and said, hey, go talk to Adam about the forbidden food. So you see, there was God had laid down one rule. He said you can basically enjoy eating everything in the garden. It's just one rule, and that is don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, okay? Because when you do, you're going to die. Well, Adam went ahead, and at the behest of Eve, see, Eve said, hey, did God really say that? Did he say that we're really, see, she cast doubt. This was, of course, the serpent talking through her to Adam. Cast doubt into Adam, so he doubted what God said. And he was excited about the idea of becoming a big man, and so he ate of the forbidden food. And then, of course, you know what happened. He began to change. He took him a long time to change and deteriorate and then die. But he did. Okay? And then that's what he passed on to all of his progeny, all the way down to this generation, okay? So every generation basically repeats the Adam and Eve story over and over again. It's the same old story repeated over and over again. You have a weak man. Okay? Now see if this applies to your father, your dad, to your mom, to people you know, to yourself. So you had a weak man who was not totally committed to honor, not totally committed to do what's right. See? He had a little bit of selfishness, okay? A little bit of selfishness, a little bit of ambition, and the appeal was made, and so he went for it. He thought, hey, the knowledge of good and evil, why, that's like education, right? If I get a degree, maybe a master's degree, see, and then I can lord it over other people with knowledge, I can become an expert, I can impress people, see, and I can build my own life, happy, live happily ever after. Get rich, move on up, make a lot of money, see, retire to a condo in Hawaii, and play golf every day, and eat buffets every night, and you know what I mean, that sort of thing. Well, so what happened? What happened then? Adam failed. He was weak, and Eve judged him, see? So now you have failing men and judgmental women. See, women cannot help but judge men. The men can't help but fail. Women can't help but judge them for their failings. And then feel guilty for judging, and then being nice to him, and then becomes even more spoiled and more failing and more of an animal and more unprincipled, and then she resents him again, and that's the cycle. Okay, so if you'd like to stop the cycle, stop failing, you men stop failing, and you ladies stop judging your husbands, well, keep listening. Hello everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org, that's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome, my name is Pastor Roland. I've written some very good books. There will be an announcement about my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You really ought to get it, okay? Because I lay it out in that book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, what I just talked about, but in more detail. And then I talk about specific issues that arise, see, as a result of a failing man, a weak man, okay? A man who goes for the temptation. See, men marry the temptation in their wife. See, all women have a little bit of Eve in them. When women are little girls, they're very angelic creatures. Men are already more animal, a little bit more on the animal, or a lot more on the animal side. But then as the woman gets older, there's a little bit of Eve in her. Okay? And then she finds out that men have one thing on their mind all the time. See, although good, there are a lot of good men, there are a lot of decent men, decent young men. They have one thing on their mind, but they also know that, you know, that there's more to life than just eating, drinking, and you know what? There's more to life than that. So they're interested in, in philosophy and science and work and start having a business and accomplishing things and doing something for the world, you know, all that kind of good stuff. They're interested in that too. And part of them wants to use the woman. See, I'm talking about a decent man now. Some men are not decent at all. Some men are just users and abusers. Okay, that's all they are. So there's no hope with a man like that. But a lot of men, probably most men, see, have part of them wants to, there's a part of them that wants to use women. There's another part of him that wants to be protective, see, to be a provider and a protector, like the noble knight, see, like a good father. So he has that those two sides to him, okay? All right, well, but what happens is that women discover they have to be they have to be a little bit what's the word to use, a little not, they have to be a little bit of a temptress to get men. See, if you're too if a woman is too not too nice, too noble, too good, see, then the men are frightened. They feel like naughty man feels like a naughty little schoolboy, see, around a really together noble lady, see. So what he's going to do is he goes for the lady that's not so noble, see. He goes for the naughty, see. So the other part you have to see is that's the way we inherit that nature, see. There's part we inherit a nature that loves lies, a nature that loves what's the word that's concupiscent, that's sensuous, see. That is deceitful. We inherit that. We get that from Adam and Eve, all the way down through your great grandmother and your grandmother and your grandpa and your mom and dad, down to you. See, there's part of you that is that way, okay? With which you struggle. See, we struggle with that. You hide it. You cover it up. See, you don't want people to know that it's there, but it's it lusts, you know, after lies and. You know, it's like gossip. If there's a little gossip, who can resist? There's a little gossip. You instantly want to hear what's being said. See, you like things that are a little bit naughty. See, can't resist listening. See, if somebody's a good liar, look at the politicians. The ones that rise to the top are the best liars. Okay, so anyway, let me continue here. The lady, okay, the lady finds out that she has to be a little bit of a temptress to catch a man, okay? If she's too nice, then she won't be able to catch a man. So she thinks, well, okay, I'll be a little bit of a temptress. Maybe she even, which is a mistake, gives herself to him before they get married. You know, in other words, they have, you know, relations before marriage. It's a mistake. But she does because she thinks that way she can get him and hang on to him, you know, keep him. And then after that, then she'll have him, and then things will be better. But what happens is that he goes for the temptation. He marries the temptation in her because that excites him. Okay, he marries the temptation in her because that excites him. And then after they're married, see, then he keeps wanting to use the temptation in her, but that's her dark side. The more he uses that, the more her dark side comes up and begins to torment both her and him. Let's take a little break and I'll continue with this discussion. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. Well, I'm going over the ground, the man and woman thing. I'm going over it. See, it's not my favorite topic, but it's the one that you need to hear because, A, you can see that I know what I'm talking about. B, it's very practical. You know, it's not pie in the sky, and it's down to earth. It shows you how truth, see, things can help you. So what are you going to do? Okay, so if you're the man, you must learn to become more fatherly. You have to see that part of you wants to use the woman, but you also have to see that there's another part of you that wants to be noble, and that's the part that you need to cultivate. See, as the years go by, you must become more fatherly. See, you must become fatherly and correct the temptation in other people instead of using it. Okay, so a lot of men marry women because she supports him sexually. See, that's what's exciting to him. So he uses her for that, but then she feels used. See, she feels used. See, you must discover how to have sex with love. Okay? Sex with love. See, where the man is concerned about her as a person. See, loves her as a person, not just as an object of use. Okay? And the lady has to learn not to resent her husband, okay? She has to learn not to be so willful, not to be resentful and so judgmental. See, a lot of ladies have a big problem with judgment. They can't stop judging other people, and especially her husband, who reminds her of all men. See, that's the problem. Her father failed her. She resented her father. She went out in the world looking for love, and instead she found use and abuse. Okay, maybe she found a decent guy, gets married, but then she resents him. See? Now, if she could learn not to resent him, not to judge him, okay? Give him a little bit of space. Maybe he can find himself. See, maybe he can find himself. But if she's constantly nagging him and giving him a hard time and unhappy and confusing, see, so that dark side of the lady can then rise up and confuse him, torment him, see, and drive him to, and then make him angry. And when he's angry, that's wrong, see. It's wrong to be, he shouldn't be angry. But he becomes angry, and then he says the wrong thing and does the wrong thing. See, it goes, see how that works? So the man must become more fatherly. Yeah. Just like in the Garden of Eden, what if Adam had said to Eve, when she came with the apple, she said, no, no, Eve, we mustn't eat the apple from that tree. Father said we mustn't. If he had just said quietly said no, then they would have stayed in paradise. Well, fortunately, you can turn your life around. We need to be saved. See, Christ came to save us. From what? He came to save us from death. See? But he also came to save us from all the other things that have gone wrong. All the other things that have gone wrong. And one of the primary things that's gone wrong is a relationship between men and women. Okay? And the children suffer. The couple is fighting and the children are suffering. Okay? So how about if the man could become more fatherly and find love? See, what the man needs to find is the love of his Creator. He needs to find his Creator within, okay? And bond with his Creator, form a bond, a rapport with his Creator, okay? And actually love God more than, what did Augustine say? Augustine said, love God and then do what you will. See, if you love God, then that's the main thing. So the man loves God. He loves God more than he loves his wife. He loves God more than he loves his wife or anybody else. Okay? And by loving God, then he begins to become, to develop a character from his close bond with God. Then he begins to develop kindness, patience, long-suffering, courage, wisdom. See, understanding. And then and he becomes principled and honorable. And then she begins to see that she may test him for a long time, but he never fails her. See, in the past he did, but now he doesn't. Now she begins to see that he is a good man, that he has honor, that there's something special in him, something noble. See, and she begins to love that. Instead of resenting him, she loves the good in him. See, and then they're both, well, they can both then live happily ever after. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D. 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. For those of you in Pennsylvania and Florida, you'll just have to go to talktoapastor.org, look for programs, go to the archive, and listen to the whole program, the whole half hour, because I just laid out the whole marriage thing. And I also gave you some hints about how to turn your life around, have a happy marriage, and live perhaps forever, happily ever after. My name is Pastor Roland. Please listen in again next week at the same time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.